Stationed on opposite ends of the continental USA, my interview with Naomi Coe starts off with a weird game of video tag before the dawning realization that my sunny afternoon is an ungodly hour in her California morning. After finally connecting, she says,
"Sorry, I'm just a little tired, so everything's going to be a little delayed for me."
Known for her role in Dear White People, among other things, Naomi's a headstrong, ambitious woman with experience as a writer, actor, and director. She takes advantage of the millennial, we-can-have-it-all mentality and seems intent on doing just that. But it isn't easy.
I'm kind of untraditional when it comes to being an Asian American woman. I'm quite abrasive. I'm aggressive. I swear a lot.
To Coe, being Asian American in the industry has come with its fair share of challenges.
I've definitely encountered issues about being Asian American, but also being an Asian American woman when it came to like pitching and talking with Hollywood studios and networks and producers and executives who have certain expectations of what they feel I should be and what my work should represent.
She quickly points out the time when she pitched a violent historical drama and how surprised people were that an AAPI woman wanted to tell such a violent story.
You know, even one person said, "Wow, this is really violent." And I said, "Well, haven't you seen Game of Thrones? That's really violent."
Yeah.
I guess like when three white British dudes want to do it, like that's cool.
Indeed, in the Western film industry, Asian Americans are underrepresented on and off the camera. Actors that do make it in a feature film or major TV production tend to be stuck playing the model minority.
From a screenwriting side, I think actors, you know, when you go on auditions and people ask you to do an accent, that's a more aggressive form of, of racism. But for screenwriting and content creating on the behind the camera, it's much more passive because, you do have more control as a writer. You're the one who's going to that room. They're the ones who read your work. So there's a sense of you've already proved yourself, right? Actors don't really get that chance quite yet. But when you're in the room meeting with different studio execs and producers, you've already kind of proved yourself in the sense that, okay, my writing is good enough to get me through this door. But then that kind of like, how are they going to nitpick? How are they going to say no to you? And how much of that is actually influenced by what they perceive of you?
Mm-hmm.
So, but then also like, that's like in the most ideal situation, you know, the hardship is how do you even get your script through that fucking door?
For Coe, untraditional is both the problem and the solution.
I think those are the hardships. I think, you know, for AAPIs and just like generally in terms of, you know, how Asian Americans are dealt with in society, it's really reflected in Hollywood is that, you know, there's a sense of passiveness when it comes to how people treat us and what people expect of us.
I ask her to elaborate. She recounts her childhood in a primarily white suburb of Minnesota, promptly adding,
And Minnesotans are just kings and queens of being passive aggressive. So, I feel like I understand a little bit of these hardships when it comes to Hollywood because, you know, I have over 20 years of experience dealing with white people who've constantly underestimated me.
She then recalls her early performing days.
I was a big performer throughout like middle school, elementary school, middle school, and high school. And I was a performer, and I never got good roles,
right? Ever.
And you know, for a while, I thought it was because I was not talented, but then I realized no, I'm actually pretty good at what I do.
Pretty good is an understatement, if you ask me. She continues.
So I was really sick of having no control over casting. Once you can specify who your characters are and what their experiences are, there's a lot more power in that.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually was a playwright in Minneapolis.
Despite her growing success, she is still painfully aware of her social background and responsibilities and uses this to shape the stories she wants to tell.
In most of my scripts, I have a strong Asian American female woman.
Right.
So I'm not going to change that. not anymore. I don't.
Hollywood, Ko says, which has long been criticized for perpetrating a white male-dominated entertainment industry, does a great job at keeping us invisible
and silencing us in that way of artistic expression, because they realize that a lot of power comes through that, mm-hmm. you know, through and if you can just like settle with just being our, you know, doing our colonoscopies. Like, maybe you won't want to be visible. Maybe you don't want to be expressive.
Another problem she has is a lack of diversity in AAPI roles. The problem, according to Ko, is representation. Not only a tendency for Asians to get cast in model minority characters, but also the demand for those characters within the AAPI community.
I think also there's a standard that Asian Americans want and what they want to see. And I think they didn't want to see, like, this curly-haired, potty-mouthed girl just kind of swearing all the time. Or that, or my energy. I don't know, whatever.
Right.
So, really, like, writing really solidified that there is a lack of diversity in just, you know, mainstream media. But then also there was really a lack of diversity in Asian American voices. Mm-hmm. Because it was dominated by... Like, you know how it is. Like, in theater, it's very dominated by Asian-American men.
But for her, that's not good enough.
It's just really funny to me that you can have here people in entertainment like Amy Schumer and Rebel Wilson who really just don't give a fuck anymore.
Right.
You know, and then kind of getting resistance from everyone, actually. Kind of from everyone about... having Asian American women do very raunchy things.
Naomi's issues with representation, however, extend far beyond the AAPI community. Blacks, Native Americans, and Hispanics are included too, and not just within the entertainment industry. Ko's work and the stories she chooses to produce stem from both a strong sense of social justice and a deep-seated desire to tell the stories she knows best.
I feel like I really have something strong to say, and if anything, that's it. Like,
I ask about her future.
You know, if anything, like, one of my future goals is I want to start, you know, I want to work on projects with other people of color who are, you know, representatives of their communities, to start talking about interesting stories that connect us, like, I think connect us in different relationships, like, you know, I think it would be really fascinating to do, I don't know if I can write it, because I'm not an LA native, maybe someone else who's a Korean American from LA can write this, so they can take my idea. I just really want to see this.
Right.
I want to see, like, a really complex, in-depth, complicated, messy, heartbreaking story about the LA riots and what happened mm-hmm. with the shop owner and her ties with the Black community. I don't know. I just want to write and see very good stories. And I think just diversity has to do with that.
Will this be the next Hollywood blockbuster? Maybe in the near future.
You know, I think different stories just produce better content. And I think that's just what I want to do.
Naomi is currently working on a series of projects. But for now, you can join her fan club by following her on Twitter, checking out her IMBD page, or her website.
For collaboration.org, this is Jennifer Beck.